Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 39. Thank you so much for joining. So I'm not really quite sure where I'm going with this today, but the nugget came yesterday while I was standing outside waiting for public transportation to pick me up at a bus stop by myself. And when I tend to be by myself, and in this particular case, I wasn't like listening to anything on headphones or anything. So I have, you know, my little soundtrack going through my head. So I was sort of noticing that I was sort of slightly boogieing along to my own little soundtrack. And I was thinking a couple things. I was thinking, one, A, I'm assuming, yeah, I'm always curious. Does anybody like notice people driving by? Like, I have no idea. Hopefully not. I'm okay if they don't. I'm not, you know, and again, I'm not like boogieing down. I'm just slightly moving. So I'm probably not even noticeable. But I think of the video of a woman out a few years ago where she was standing at the bus stop and somebody like across the street captured her. And so she's listening to her music and she starts dancing and she starts dancing more and she really starts dancing. And I sort of have the slight embarrassment for her and then also wish I could be her at the same time. And of course wonder, why did they tape this? Like, was it a made video to be funny, or was this like literally something this woman did every so often at the bus stop, so they just kept the camera going and then took it? I don't know. Never heard. Have to interview the woman who was in the dance video because I have questions for her. Anyway, but I got thinking about the whole concept of imagining I have some people who I could imagine being standing with me and being like, aren't you a little old for that? Which to me, I'm like, well, no, there's no age limit to listening to music in your head and moving to that music. And then I think in the bigger terms of the act your age thing, which we say to kids sometimes when we want them to act older than they're acting. It's always a very subjective, I guess, experience when you're being told to act your age. What does somebody mean? It's a very nuanced thing. When you're a little kid, what does that mean? Or when you're told to act like a little lady or a little gentleman, you're being told, I'm really annoyed with you right now, so you need to act like you're 30 when you're 5. Be mature. Kind of thing. And what really kind of gets me thinking is the whole hearing, and this especially comes out towards women, is the whole, you know, she's too old to wear that skirt, or she's too old to wear that dress, or she's too old to wear her hair that way. You know, that's a younger woman's style. And I've always just been really fascinated by that because it's always usually, when it's been used towards me, it was usually you're doing something that's too old for your age. Happily, I haven't got too many people telling me that I shouldn't be doing stuff because I'm too old for the thing I want to do or wear or whatever the case might be. But it's one of those things that I've always picked apart as a kid in what does this mean? Because it, to me, it's like, I'm not trying to, well, okay, when I was a kid, I was probably trying to be a little older, but sometimes when it was said to me, it wasn't like, that wasn't my purpose. It was just like, no, I like this thing that's I'm wearing or wanting or whatever. And then as an adult, when I hear it, I mean, it, again, as we kind of all know, but it's still fascinating to me, is really what we're saying is I'm uncomfortable with what you're doing right now. And yeah, that's for a younger person because you're not attractive enough or you're not perfect enough to carry that off instead of just being like, hey, that person likes that style, that person likes that thing. We throw age at it, which is just kind of unfortunate because, A, we need to be more accepting. You know, that we've also got the promoters. We've got the people who are like, hey, let her do whatever she wants at whatever age she wants. But then you get people like, oh, people don't need to see that or whatever the case might be. And I don't know how I feel about that because there are moments that I have that judgment, but try to back off and hoping that the person is doing what makes them happy instead of trying to be something that they're in a sense not. And of course, like Tina Turner, she's always going to be able to wear whatever the heck she wants for as long as she wants. And nobody's going to say, oh, Tina Turner, you should probably wear prairie dresses now. You're of that age. And that's, of course, where the whole thing falls apart. Because, again, we let some women get away with it and some not. And again, that's not 100% true. I certainly have heard people say, well, you know, in relation to like Tina Turner type persons, okay, at some point you need to stop doing that. And it's like, well, why? It's what she does. It's what that person does. Anyway, it's just the fascination and interest that how we sort of label age and how we put people in categories and what they should do and what they shouldn't do, and our own discomfort, perhaps with our own aging or that person's aging, or wondering, do you know how you look in this situation, or do you really just feel really good? This is what you've done all your life and this is how you feel good. We don't tend to, it takes us a while to get there sometimes. And I'm always sad when I hear somebody say, oh, I don't go out dancing. I'm too, you know, I don't go to like to the club. I'm too old for that. And they don't mean my body doesn't work that way anymore or it's too late at night. It's like, yeah, that's for, I don't want to look stupid as a 50-year-old or whatever. And it's like, oh gosh, let it go, man. Go have fun. We need more fun in our world. We need to ditch the age crap and keep doing things that feed us and that we enjoy and make spaces for that. There used to be a group where I live where they basically had in a coffee shop, had a bunch of people get together who were typically older, 50s and older, to just play music that people loved and old music, some new, and dance, and just created that space for people. And it was like in the middle of the afternoon, which is great. We need more of that. We need afternoon dance clubs, people. I'm telling you, there's something to it and nobody's tapping into this market, and I'm all about it. Absolutely my life dream. 24-hour dance club. Go dancing before you go to work. Go dancing before you have dinner. Go dancing on your lunch break. That is how we should do it. Let me know if it's a business plan you want to enter into, because I have ideas. Anyway, there's certainly more ways than dancing and clothing that this all plays out in our culture. But that's what struck me yesterday as I was hanging out at the bus stop, enjoying my little groove session. You know, if you're going to be standing somewhere, you might as well do something instead of stand, because standing static isn't exactly great for us either, just like sitting static isn't exactly great for us. So keep moving. Rock on. Forever. That's the moral to this story. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to visit me on Facebook at Mornings with a Stranger. That's the @ Mornings with a Stranger. No spaces on Spacebook. On Spacebook! Check us out on Spacebook. Say hello. Send a quote or a concept or a topic you want to have me blather on about. And have a really fantastic day. Bye-bye.